Coming up on this episode of Cryptid Addicted.
I sucked a kidney out through a straw.
So it's like a little Adam and Eve testicle crunches.
Whoa! What the fuck's that?
Inbred and also banged goats.
Oh, nice.
Hello!
Hi-yo!
Hi-yo! Hi!
Hey there. Good morning. Or afternoon. I don't know where you are.
Or night.
What time is it in Croatia? Let's look it up.
You know it's not going to be immediately released, right?
Oh, yeah, shit. Well, at the time of recording, it's 1:30 a.m. in Croatia, so good evening, Croatia. Yeah, and also people listen to podcasts whenever they want, hey, so...
Also that.
Yeah, okay.
Welcome to Cryptid Addicted. It's a cryptozoology podcast with us. And we talk about cryptids. Paddy, what's a cryptid? Go.
Oh, shit, on the spot. A cryptid is a creature that people allege exists, but that science doesn't yet recognize.
Mm-hmm. And an example would be...
No, I don't want to do it. You always make me come up with an example.
I'll do it. Giant anacondas of the Amazon.
Ooh, that's a really good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, man.
All surprise, right. Is this episode? No, it's not. I'm joking.
Good for you. Yeah. So every episode, we talk about one cryptid in a great amount of detail. Megan knows what it is. She's done all the research. She edits the show. She basically runs the show. And I'm a sack of shit, and I just sort of come on and talk as the co-host sometimes. But that's the premise of the show. I don't know what it is. I will find out, and then she'll try and convince me that it exists, because yes. She's a bit of more of a believer, and I'm a bit more of a skeptic. But we're both pretty open-minded, and she has convinced me sometimes.
Yes.
Like with the orang pendant.
And you have convinced me.
Yeah.
With the marsupial lion, I think.
Okay, cool. And sometimes it's been quite embarrassing, like the pterodactyl thing. Well, we always bring up the pterodactyl thing. Have you ever embarrassed me, like got me to believe in something that's obviously stupid other than that?
You're pretty on the ball.
That was because there were army men who said it was real, and I'm a sucker for a guy in uniform. I just believe them.
You and me both.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, that was episode 3, and your guards went up like thick and fast after that, so I haven't got you again.
Anyway, but before we get into today's cryptid, we usually do an opening section where we talk about a cryptid that is no longer a cryptid, either because it's been proven to be a real animal, or because it's been proven that all the stories were made up, and it's definitely not real.
Yeah, and I have an accidental goat theme for this whole episode.
I love accidental goat themes.
Yeah. Okay, so the ex-cryptid of this episode is called the Dahu. Dahu.
Ooh. All right.
The Dahu was an undiscovered mountain goat-like creature that roamed mountains of France, Switzerland, and nearby regions. It started to become known to the people in the area during the 19th and 20th century, and it was believed to be related to the chamois.
Chamois. Yeah.
Which is a species of goat antelope thing known to science at the time. However, this was a yet uncategorized... What am I saying? So the Dahu was believed to be related to the chamois. What did you say? Yeah, chamois.
Chamois, yeah.
But not yet categorized, and there was a specific difference. So do you know what a chamois is? You seem to know
it's
what
like
it is.
A mountain goat, right?
Yeah, I'll send you a picture.
Alright. I can just Google chamois.
Well, but then you won't see my tailored experience.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No, take me on a journey, Megan.
It's just the Wikipedia photo.
You fucking asshole. Whoa, it's a chamois. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. Sure is.
So what's this alleged difference of the whatever it was?
Dahu.
Dahu. Dahu.
I'm sure, it's probably French, so it's probably like Dahu.
Yeah, Dahu. Yeah.
Dahu. Right. La Dahu. So it doesn't sound very weird, right? Well, it is, because the legs of this animal are highly evolved for their steep mountain environment. So one side of their body has slightly longer legs than the other side of their body. so it can walk on the like sloping mountain's face and be flat at all times. So it's like this weird genetic evolutionary trait that it has.
Wait, so what does it look like? Sorry.
Oh, I got a photo. Oh, it's not a photo. It's a it is a illustration. So it's, imagine a chamois, except
chamois.
The legs, half of the legs, like the right hand side body or the left hand side body, it's shorter than the other side of the body. So that when it's walking on the sloping mountainside, it's always flat.
What if it's going the other direction?
Well, have you seen the photo?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll answer that question. So this evolutionary trait means that the animal is more agile than predators in the environment and is able to evade danger briskly. However, it also means that it can only walk one direction around the mountainside.
Oh, it has to go clockwise or counterclockwise. Yeah. Well, it looks like clockwise, yeah. It looks like counterclockwise.
Yeah. Well, these animals were spotted so many times by the locals in the region during this time that it led to the evolution of lots of regional names for this animal. So they called it the Dahut or Dairi in Jura, which is in France, the Daru in Vosges, France, probably like Vosges. Oh, this is going to be awful. Okay, they called it the Daru in Picardy, which is France. They call it the Dahut, which is in Burgundy.
So they had different names in all sorts of places.
Yeah. They had the Dao in Val Camino, which is Italy. They called it a Damarau in Abrac and Evron, which is in France, and the Damaro in Catalonia and Andorra, which is Catalonia and Andorra. They're sort of separate. And a Dahu cub is called a Dahut. Okay?
Okay.
Fuck. All right. So, there are two schools of thought that are, and like, to what, it's a bit complicated. So basically, there's two schools of thoughts for two different types of Dahu. So there's one type, which is potentially a separate species, or it's like a separate subspecies, or they thought maybe it was the female of the species. And that was called the Levagiraus Dahu or the Dahu Senestraus, which had shorter legs on the left-hand side and then went around the mountain in a counterclockwise way.
Yeah.
Then you had the other type, which was a Dextrograus Dahu or a Dahu Destraus, which had shorter legs on the right-hand side and thus went around the mountain clockwise.
Oh, wow.
And that was believed to be possibly a separate species or a subspecies or the males.
Oh, that'd be funny if the males and females had to go around the mountain in opposite directions.
Well, they eventually meet and then they fuck, right? So it's great. I just did really beautiful hand gestures that no one except for yourself can appreciate, Patty. Okay. Whew. So, I got a quote directly here from Wikipedia, which is funny. It says, some sources describe a third variant, the dead Dahu, which cannot walk at all. So, local folklore around these creatures said that the males have an unusual characteristic for attracting females. They are said to have testicles so big that they drag along the ground, leaving a scent trail for members of the opposite sex to trace. These scent trails also lead males to other males, and they, because they get like really aggressive during the male mating season apparently, and they follow the trails to the other like less dominant males and attack and like assert dominance. So apparently they can tell that from the scent trails from their testicles. So there was some speculation around inbreeding, but that was more like funny things, I think, that farm folk were saying. So they were saying like, if this species and this species had a baby and like inbred, would they have two short legs in the front and two long legs in the back, or like diagonal legs? It's just stupid shit. The French document a way of catching the Dahu, which involves two willing participants. One climbs above the Dahu and the mountain, and the other stands underneath with a big bag and the person at the top. it says makes a sound of a dahu, but I think he could just make any sound, like, bah! And it, anyway, the creature looks at Rahain, freaks out, and gets, like, startled and loses its balance and rolls down the hill and then falls into the bag. That's how they, like, caught it in the old days.
What? That sounds like a bad tactic to catch a mountain goat. Well, notoriously well-balanced creatures.
Freak it out. Surprise it. Another method was apparently to lay pepper through the grazing pastures and the dahu would come along, eat it. Pepper would whisk up their nostrils and it would cause it to sneeze and, like, knock itself out or lose its balance and fall down the hill again.
Wow.
I have a theory that, like, maybe they just saw occasionally a goat falling down, like a dahu falling down the cliff, and they were like, someone's been spreading pepper. No, sometimes goats just fall. But yeah, basically that is the dahu in the 19th and 20th century. It was, like, thought to be a separate species of this, like, half-legged thing. So is that a real or fake cryptid? Did it get discovered and proven into the real, swarmed into the real books of the animal kingdom, or was it proven to be fake?
I don't know. Yeah, hard to say. Hey, could be. Could be real. I mean, I'm in the same position as scientists would have been pre-discovery of the dahu, if it was eventually discovered.
Yes, correct.
Like, I'm in the position of not having any of the evidence you would need to decide whether it's real or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it, why not? Yeah, let's say it's real.
You're an idiot. No, it's fake.
It's fake?
It has different... And it can only walk one way around the mountain, you idiot.
Well, I wouldn't believe it if it was always on the left-hand side, but you said there were some with the left and some with the right.
Yes.
I don't know. What's the problem with that? I thought maybe there's different species. One's a left, one's a right. That would make sense.
Well, then how...
If it was advantageous evolutionarily to be able to, like... it helps you spring around more easily. I don't know. Why the fuck not?
How would they mate?
I don't know. How's anyone mate?
Giant testicles scraping along the ground. That makes sense.
That's a real thing. Not like so big that it's always touching the ground, but like, what is it? The fucking mountain, not mountain lions, the snow leopards, they will, like, piss on a hill, leave their scent and rub their, like, genitals on it. So that if a female comes by, they know that there's a male in the region. Like, that's the real deal shit. That's true.
That happens. Well, it's a fake thing that they tell tourists and foreigners to make them do stupid shit. So,
nice.
So French practical joke, basically. Mountain guides would tell tourists that the dahu was an elusive but bountiful creature if caught. Capture of the creature would require them to go into the mountain in a chilly night when no one was around and squat in an uncomfortable position so that the dahu wouldn't see them and come closer. Today is widely known as practical joke. Dahu hunts are still widely participated, though, throughout France and Switzerland as a popular outdoor activity for, like, shits and giggles. And the Alps Museum has a permanent exhibition dedicated to the dahu. In Switzerland, foreign language teachers today still tell their students about the Swiss national animal, the dahu. And on April 1st, 1967, the perfect Haute Savoie in France officially made the mountainous suburbs of the small town of Regnier, a dahu sanctuary where hunting and photography of the dahu was strictly forbidden. Anyway, that's it. That's so cute.
Ah, well, a French practical joke. Their famous sense of humor bubbling to the surface again. All right.
Okay. Today's cryptid. So this is interesting. Today's cryptid, hopefully you weren't spoiled by this, but today's cryptid was voted in by our Facebook page. I had a poll that was like, which cryptid should we do next? The blah, 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 or the blah, 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 blah. And then people voted. So we have a winner, and the winner is the Grunch Road Monster.
Whoa! What the fuck's that?
I'll tell you what the fuck that is. So, some say that it is a chupacabra of Grunch Road.
But chupacabras aren't real. We've already debunked chupacabras.
Yes. Some people say that, but some people are wrong. Okay? It's different. So it's fair to say that there are some similarities between like chupacabra and the Grunge Road Monster, but there is also some differences that can't go unnoticed. So affectionately, the Grunge Road Monster is called the Grunch, which I think is quite cute. Not to be confused with the Grinch. That's a different cryptid.
Very different.
Jim Carrey, a different cryptid altogether. Does he really exist? I don't think so.
Implausible.
Impossible. Another massive crush I had when I was little was on Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He stole my heart in Ace Ventura. I am weird. Okay. So, this creature resides in New Orleans on a special road. Do you want to guess what road that is?
Has the same name?
Maybe.
Is it, what was it called? Grump? No.
Grunch.
Grunch? Grunch. Is it Grunch Road?
No. Oh, wait, it's a little dodgy. Okay, there's actually
That'd be stupid, Patty.
That's fucking logical. There's no actually definitive answer in here. Like, you could have said anything and I would have said no, because there's no real, like, hard and fast rule for, like, the Grunch Road. Despite deep research, it seems that there's no actually specific road called the Grunch Road.
Uh-huh.
And many residents of New Orleans believe that the original Grunch Road is, like, in various different places. So it's kind of like
So there are all these stories saying that there's a particular road the Grunch, like, lives on, but no one knows which road.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fantastic.
So it's apparently all around the states. Most commonly, they all seem to be, like, similar. They all are an unnamed road that veers off a highway into bushland and ends in a dead end. That's what they are. But where they are, some people say it's in Chalmette. Oh, this is going to be... People are going to laugh at me for these these pronunciations. Chalmette.
You know you can look up pronunciations of things, right?
I ain't got time for that. I'm too busy researching the Grunge, not the fucking Chalmettes. Some people claim it's in Gentilly. Some people say that the real Grunch Road is located in a remote part of eastern New Orleans. Sorry, I think I just had a stroke.
Is that New Orleans?
Thank you! near a community of Little Woods. Like, anyway, I don't know.
What's that?
I don't know. It's in New Orleans, in the eastern part, in a remote area.
Well, thank you.
My theory is that these things are not like, it's not like one, it's like a population, and they're in New Orleans, and people are just like associating them with different roads because they're everywhere.
But then why would everyone insist that it only happens on the one road? Like, they disagree about which road it is, but all of them agree that the Grunch, like, only lives on one road.
Yeah, I see your point.
Odd.
I think they've heard about the animal. They know it's called the Grunch Road Monster, and then they see it on a road that hasn't got a name, and they're like, must be Grunch Road. Turn left here.
And they all insist it's on a very particular kind of road, a dramatic kind that comes off for a highway into a bush and then ends in a dead end. This is horror story shit. This is like a horror script.
Nuh-uh. Anyway, we're just Aussies, so let us know, New Orleanians. Is that what they call them? Probably not. Let us know where that is, if you know where Grunch Road is specifically. Send us a Google map pin. That would be great. So, if you remember the Chupacabra episode, or El Chupacabras, you'll recall that there's two kinds of Chupacabra. There was like the original reptilian one, and then there was the more like recent Texan mangy dog type of Chupacabra.
Mm-hmm.
So the Grunch is kind of similar. There are two different descriptions of what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
One is more based in reality and zoology, and one is just like batshit insane.
Okay.
So the first one, interestingly, sounds like a mixture of the two Chupacabra types.
Okay.
So one was more like dog with mange, and one was more alien reptile. So this is kind of a combination. It moves on all fours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much a goat sucker, but it is more goat shaped.
Goat blood sucker, we should be clear.
Goat blood sucker. Good point. Its height is approximately 3 to 4 feet, or 1 to 1.2 meters high. It's believed to be a relative of the chupacabra. It has leathery or scaly black gray skin. And down its spine is sharp horns or quills. Its eyes are often seen at night, and they have a distinct amber or aqua shine to them.
Those are different things.
They are different colors. You are good.
Very purple or yellow. One of the two.
Okay. Yeah, they are different. And it is noted when it's scared or defensive, it releases a smell kind of like a skunk.
Ooh. So many smelly cryptids out there.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. All right. Here is what it looks like.
Whoa. Gross.
Yeah.
Gross looking, and also has only 3 teeth, like a cartoon baby.
Yep. some picture it to be more goat-like. So this is an illustration where it looks more goatish.
Oh my god. Oh, that's a bad one.
I like it. It's cute. It looks like it's really high. Staring off into two different directions.
Oh man.
These photos are on our Facebook page as well. If you guys want to see what we're seeing, click along with us. They're on Cryptid Addicted on Facebook. Oh, they're also on our website.
Okay. All right, so this is the first theory about what it looks like.
Yeah, so this is the one I think is more like based in reality, right? So it looks something like this.
Okay.
And there is like slight variation inside this type. Some people say it has a tail. I say you've got a dog. That's a dog. some people say it's got long, shaggy fur. Definitely a dog. Some people say it has a silky black coat. That's a fucking dog.
Wait, silky black coat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a dog, yeah.
Like a black Labrador.
Like a black Labrador, yeah.
Some people say it has bat-like wings, not so much like a dog, that one. And then I found this quote here, which I don't even understand what it means, but I put it in. Some people say it has, quote, goat-like markings in grey on a black silky coat. What?
Do goats traditionally have markings?
What is a goat-like marking?
It has the famous goat symbols on it.
Goat man. Just has like little stencils of goat heads on its body. I don't know what this means. Anyway, it's said to have a range of vocalizations based on the situation. It is known to howl like a wolf in the night, screech and bellow like an ape when alarmed, and scream like a banshee for no particular reason that I could find.
No, just in all sorts of situations when it feels like...
Just bored.
Yes. And when it runs out of money, it says, "Fingers are handy, bruh." All right.
And it is even rumored that the animal sometimes attempts to communicate to humans in a low growl, like speaking.
Okay, that's not true, but
hello.
Like it growls at people, or it tries to talk, like it talks
through. Yeah, through a growl.
Through, oh, like a growly, like, hey,
buddy,
hey there,
hey,
I'm Batman.
Give me $10, man.
Oh wow, yours is good.
Thanks. It's because I'm just pushing air out. I'm not actually speaking. I'm a master of stupid voices.
Wow. All right. So what's the second theory? The dumb theory.
Oh, it was just one little thing on that one. Actually, no, two more things on that. So despite his inconsistencies, everyone agrees that just like his Puerto Rican cousin, he likes to drink blood. Specifically, this guy likes to drink all of an animal's blood and occasionally organs through a single puncture wound.
I sucked a kidney out through a straw.
And then I've got a note here in bold, which is clearly a joke I thought of ages ago, and it said, "He's a one whole man," which I think, I mean, I've done better.
Good one, Megan.
Good one, Pass Megan.
Wait, so the only two things that people can agree on is that it drinks blood like a vampire and lives on like a horror movie road, but they disagree completely about where the road is and what it looks like and what the creature is.
Yes.
Like, those two pictures you sent me are already very different, and there's apparently also a totally different theory about what it looks like, and it may or may not have wings.
Yep.
Okay, this is a fucking mess.
Welcome to the Crunch Road Monster! Okay, I've included all the information because I didn't want to be biased, but if we just, like, I've just, that first bit is the important bit. Then we're going to go to Wacko Town, and then we're going to come back, okay?
Let's go to Wacko Town.
Let's go. We're here. We're there. We're knocking on the door. This is no dumb animal running around. This beastie is said to have remarkable and very specific capabilities.
Oh, dear.
For example, one, it can open doors.
Oh, well, I mean, that's not so implausible. Cats can do that if they're clever.
Yeah, dogs can do that.
Yeah, all right.
Two, it has the ability to walk through walls.
Oh, damn.
I mean...
But it does like opening doors, yeah. It does it for fun sometimes.
It's so redundant. Who put those two next to each other? And three, it uses rudimentary tools like a monkey.
Okay. But how? With what? Doesn't have opposable thumbs.
With its little hooves.
It has hooves?
I don't know. I thought that last image I sent you had hooves.
Yeah, the goat one does. The other one doesn't. Another wild variation.
It has definitely foot hooves, apparently. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so the second variation of these is... crazy. Okay, so in some circles, the Grunch has become somewhat of a boogeyman term. So like, the boogeyman will get you if you don't eat your broccoli. So similar. The second description of the Grunch is more humanoid. Essentially, it's kind of a goat man creature, similar to our mate Clarence, the Poplick monster, you might remember.
I do.
So he's more like a man who bred with goats and became a race of goat men monsters.
Cool, because that's what happens, yeah. When you breed with goats, you have goat man children, as we all know. This is a bit like that listener story, Michael's story, in our minisode as well. The last minisode, the goat man story.
Wolfman?
Dog man! Fuck!
Dog man!
Sorry, I take it back. There's too many men. I get confused.
The old goat man in Ireland. That's the ultimate. Do you remember how sexy those goatman pics were? I'm pretty sure they were hunky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of Clarence, like, you mean? The purple
Clarence.
Yeah, he was fucking shredded. He did not skip.
Any day.
Chest day. Or arm day.
Yeah, okay. Let's put that thirst aside for a second and talk about folklore.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, so there's two versions of this as well. First one is, I think, related to the OG, more realistic Grunch, the sort of like Chupacabra-ish looking one.
Okay.
So the Grunch is not a recent cryptid, and it has origins dating back to the 1800s, according to this story.
Oh, before the Chupacabra.
As legend goes, well, this is, I mean, you can just say, like, my cup is... origins from 1630, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true. Yeah.
Means nothing. Anyway, who am I? I've become a skeptic around. All right. As legend goes, a famous practitioner of voodoo, Marie Laveau, who actually has a Wikipedia page and is a legit person.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Actual facts to hold on to. Nice.
Actual photographs of human beings. So she actually existed in like 1803 to 1880-something, I think.
Okay.
Marie Laveau, if you want to look her up. Laveau is... fuck it. Who's going to look that up? All right. So she adopted... No one. So apparently the story goes, well, she was like a massive voodoo queen. Like, she was all up in the voodoo, and like people were like, oh, she's... Elvis of voodoo. The story goes that she adopted something called the devil baby, and I had never heard of the devil baby. I had to look it up. It's also like another like boogeyman sort of thing. It is believed to be a horribly deformed baby which got like rejected because it was so deformed. It's horrible, by the way.
A human baby.
A human baby, yeah.
And she adopted it? That's kind of nice of her.
Yeah, she adopted it. Yeah. It was believed, like, the baby, like, had just maybe a, like, a normal thing we know about today. But, like, back in the day, they were like, oh, it's the devil's spawn.
It's a freak. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So she adopted it, and but Marie was not the best mother. She also thought, although she, like, adopted this child, she also was like, this child should never breed further evil. So she castrated it.
Oh.
So that means, like, a bit of a snippy-snippy on the genitalia.
Yeah.
So this is a warning. This is going to get really gross and horrible. Okay, here we go. So Marie cut off the baby's testicles.
Oh.
And apparently each one hit the ground and turned into a male grunch and a female grunch.
Oh, no, this is not horrible. This is just not true, right? Cool.
It's folklore. So it's like a little Adam and Eve testicle grunches.
All right, so the devil's testicles.
Or the devil's baby's
testicles. That's a few degrees of remove from.
Exactly. Okay. Simple. Come on, Patty, keep up. So as they transformed into these creatures, they immediately attacked Marie, punching and biting her wildly. They nearly killed her, apparently, and she passed out. When she awoke, the terrible two were gone into the night. And she said, and it is said that this event is what turned the voodoo queen back into her good Catholic ways. And basically, the grunches bred and became the population we know today.
Cool. Why not? All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Legend 2 is fucked up in a different way. So this is the more goat-human species, right? Yeah,
the goat-man. Goat-man theory. All right.
Goat-man theory. So legend goes that there was a strange group of people of, like, outcasts that
I want to stop. The Marie, wasn't that in France?
It was in New Orleans. Apparently, that's like a French. It was like originally a French district.
Oh, okay. So she was living in New Orleans when all this happened. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Born and raised. Okay, so there was a group of outcasts that lived in the woods just outside of town, on Grunch Road. It was made up of people who were not socially accepted by society back in the day because people were dickheads back then. Included people like albinos and dwarfs and things.
Okay, all right.
So they made this, like, shanty town of outcasts and became an attraction for teenagers and the immature to, like, go see the freaks. You know,
right.
Not very nice stuff.
Okay.
It was a place to dare each other to visit, a quiet place to make out in the car and impress chicks with your bravery of going near the...
Oh, well, what time period is this?
This doesn't have a time period. I saw, like, 50s, 60s, but I saw, like, one person comment that on a 6-page deep thread about myths. Okay. I went deep, but hard to trust that person. Okay. I don't trust everyone online, Patty.
Just the ones with the right amount of detail. You know, I have a sense for these things. All right, cool.
Just the Irish ones. All right. Blah, 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 blah. For years, the small group of people apparently inbred, and then they started to not only look inhumane, but they acted animalistic, embracing their wild surrounds. As more and more teens visited the area, people started to go missing. It was then that the Grunch Road monster legend cemented in local lore. So that's that utter bullshit. I mean, folklore.
But how does that go? This is just a bunch of, like, albinos and dwarves inbreeding. Where do you get a goat man from? I don't understand.
They inbred and also banged goats.
Oh, nice. That doesn't give you a goat man.
Like, no.
The species have to be really close to produce fertile like ligers can't have kids. I know that the species are, like, reasonably far apart but also somewhat close. They can have a kid, but then the kids can't have kids.
Yeah. Like a mule.
Yeah. Like a mule. Yeah. Or a liger. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so sightings. So in many parts... Okay, you're going to notice that there's not a lot of dates here. There's a lot of, like, vague... Anyway, but there's some photos.
Once was a man.
A man saw a grunge. So in many parts across New Orleans, people spot the grunge running madly across the road. They are seen across Paradis, Luling, and Boot. And the LA area, apparently. This is where they've been reported.
Wait, LA?
LA.
As in Los Angeles?
Must be. Is that in New Orleans?
No. No, it isn't. It's the opposite side of the country.
You know what? It was just a small capital. It was just a small L and a small A, and I just assumed that meant Los Angeles.
Oh.
It might have.
Might just be La.
It might just be La, you know, the New Orleans town.
Well, there are French names there. Maybe it was La something else, and you just didn't paste something else.
Maybe it's La Area. I mean... I don't speak.
It was a long week.
All right. So, some see them skittering around the sides of the highway looking for something to feast on. In 2004. Date. All right.
Woo.
A tour company launched in the area that featured haunting or spooky places, like tours going to spooky places.
Okay.
Yes. They have a Grunge Road Monster Tour.
What?
What? Are you confused? Are you lost? Am I talking too quick?
But how? Why would anyone want to do that? And where would you take them? You just take them down a creepy-looking road? I guess that's what the ghost tour industry does.
Yeah.
All of it. Yeah, okay, all right. Cool.
I'm keen. All right.
I've already booked one in for next year. Grunge Road Tour. All right.
So in June 19th, 2004, they had a day of sightings. They took some photos of the critters.
Wait, what? They took photos. There's photos of the grunge?
Yep. Let me share that with you, shall I? All right, we have a couple of photos here. This is the first one, and they each come with a little copy blurb.
Oh, a little explainer.
Mm.
I would have thought a high-quality photo wouldn't require explaining, but I guess I'll just wait and see.
Context, then.
Oh, I see.
Do you see? Well, do you see the grunge?
I think I see the grunge.
Oh, my. Okay. The report
Where
goes
did you find this?
On the tour on the tour page. It's trustworthy. They're not trying to sell me shit. I work in advertising, okay? I have a sixth sense when someone's just trying to sell me things. This is legit skis. Okay, here it says, quote, they would not let, and I'm going to read verbatim, okay? Typos and all. They would not let us get close to them. The grunches? They seemed almost monkey-like, yet reptilian-like, but the face was definitely goat-like and human. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And you can see that in the photo.
You've used the light three times in the one sentence. Good job.
Yeah. So if you can't make it to the photo right now, it's a grassland, supposedly Grunge Road. And there's a little red box, lots of arrows, and a zoomed-in picture of the Grunge, which... how would you describe that?
I don't even... I'm not going to dignify this by even talking about it. As a little dark patch in a grassy field, it could be literally anything. It could be a fucking stone. It's not even clear that it's, like, an animal. It could be a guy crouching down in the grass. I mean, the picture is, like, 64 pixels, so it could be...
Okay,
oh,
that's all right.
My.
The second photo is better, all right? Okay, oh. Here we go. Ready?
Is this is all from the tour site?
You know it.
That's... They've just drawn a red square around some flowers and then, like, zoomed in on the flowers.
This guy's a genius.
Wow.
Okay, here's the account that goes with this photo. Quote, I am not sure what they are, but we saw them looking at us on Grunge Road. Are they real grunches? Some people say they were lizard. Part goat animals. Their story similar to El Chupacabras. This is what we saw. Yes, they were real. We saw two. They watched us and they ran on two legs into the high brush.
All right.
On two legs.
These guys are particularly dense con artists, so let's move on.
I will not move on because we have another photo coming up. Here we go, number three.
Please no.
Here we go.
What's this?
It's the crunch.
This is even fewer pixels than the other photos.
Okay, here we go. One grunch crouched down in the tall weeds and grass watching. Then I ran very fast on two legs to get away from us. Notice in the close-up depression it makes in the tall weeds. That is the face.
Megan, you're making me sad.
To the left and shoulder to the right. Okay, so he's saying there's a depression in the tall weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't really
How would
see
we possibly
that.
Tell that from this photo?
Face to the left, shoulder to the right.
Megan, these are photos of plants.
Okay, here's another photo of a grunch. Here's the last one. And this is apparently his best. Ready?
Man, let me... Megan!
Yes, Patty?
How do you expect me to comment on this? This is, I think, has the fewest pixels of all the photos.
Yes.
I don't know what this is.
Here's the blurb that goes with it. This extreme close-up of the grunch we saw from photo above. I do have more photos, but they are too blurry and nondescript. These are the best. Photos are taken with Canon 35mm camera. June 19, 2004.
How did you take this photo with the Canon?
I don't know. He must have zoomed to within an inch of its life.
All right.
Yep. Okay. So that's the photo evidence.
The folklore's bullshit. The sightings are bullshit. There's some people who've set up companies to try and fleece tourists using all of the bullshit. Is there anything else?
Yeah, there's some more.
There's some more?
Some more sighting stuff. Okay.
More photos?
No. That's good. Your photo. That's a lot.
All right. Thank you.
I'll save you. I'll spare you. Since Hurricane Katrina of August 2005, the grunches have been more active. Residents of Lakeview have had to start keeping their pets secured in their yards as there was a spout. I said spout. I think I mean bout of them turning up dead and drained of all blood from a single hole.
Are there any police reports or anything?
Nope,
that'd be too much to hope for. Okay, cool.
Don't be silly. In Harvey, Louisiana, residents often see them knocking over trash cans or catching and chasing local cats.
Okay.
One lady from Harvey, no name, saw a grunch feasting on a neighborhood dog. End of story. A sanitation worker, no name, reliable, often sees them raiding a garbage cans and chasing garbage trucks along New Orleans East Hines Boulevard. Specific place, random. Okay, experts, tell locals that these are most likely rabid mangy raccoons, but residents are assured they know what they're seeing.
Residents of nowhere in particular.
That's all the evidence, my friends.
Wow. Can I ask a question?
You can.
When you got together the poll of cryptids mm-hmm. that our Facebook followers could choose from,
yes.
Why was this one of them?
I thought it had a funny name, and I was like, never heard of that before. You're going to hate who lost that vote as well, because I think it's one you'd be really excited to do.
Who lost the vote?
The Kangaroo Valley Panther.
Ah, that would have been so cool. All
this
right.
was cool in a different way because we watched you suffer. And then, so what do you think, Patty? Were our proposed explanations? What do you reckon?
I hate you. I don't want to do this anymore.
I quit.
I want to go have more porridge. This is so scant. Like on the scale from like definitely made up to probably real, this is not even on the scale. It's so far off the left hand side. Yeah, God. I guess it's interesting that a bunch of people in New Orleans but they haven't even made up like coherent stories. It's not even a proper folklore. It's just like
something about testicles and
yeah,
it was a very testicle themed episode as well, wasn't it? Goats and testicles. So something happening there.
The lady was cool, the French voodoo queen. I had never heard of her before.
I read her. It is important to note, so we don't get letters about it. I did read her Wikipedia page and a bit about her. No mention of the Grunch. No mention of the devil baby.
Any voodoo stuff?
Lots of voodoo stuff. That's her main, like, call to fame. Oh, that's okay. Legitsky's.
What's her name?
Marie, in with, like, an I-E, and then something French. Hold on. Lavu, LAVEAU.
That's cool. And like New Orleans voodoo is a whole thing, apparently.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Cool. All right. Well, yeah. No, it's a huge crock of shit. That's my view.
That's fair. Well, there was a poll that I found about what people thought this was. 784 people voted, and
that's astonishing.
23% thought it was the spawn of Satan.
Oh, all right.
33% thought definitely inbred albino dwarfs. And 45% thought totally made up, a hoax. So it's good to know it's not all full of insanity in this world.
The majority is on my side. That's nice. Do you have any additional thoughts on this?
Yeah. I think probably the experts are right. People are probably seeing raccoons with manes, dogs with mange.
Yeah.
Literally anything.
Especially like eating out of trash cans. That's classic mange dog move.
And raccoons, right? And that's raccoon what they moves. Do. Yeah. That's their thing. Yeah. Literally anything except a goat reptile thing, which is
man,
which
is Satan. So yes.
Not happening. Yeah. And that's the Grunch Road Monster. Thank you for those who voted. I literally scraped the internet for every little fleck of information on this cryptid. So I hope I did it justice. Feel free to
write in angrily and tell us that we didn't do it justice.
Yeah, if you're from New Orleans and you know where the real Grunch Road Monster is, then send us pics.
Send us your pics. Drawings of the Chupacabra monster. That would be...
Yes.
Please do that.
Yes, and that's it for the episode.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
You can find us on all the social media stuff. Just Google Cryptid Addicted. I'm sure we'll come up. We're cryptidaddicted.com. That's our website. And you can probably fill in the blanks. Oh, and also we have a Patreon now. So if you want to support the podcast as a whole, that'd be great. You know, it's www.patreon.com/cryptidaddicted. You can be a drop bear or a Tassie tiger, a bunyip or a yowie. And you get some special features. We've just launched it. And we'd love to have you on board in the community.
Yeah.
You can also help out the podcast for free by just rate, reviewing, and subscribing. I've heard that that is the thing you're meant to do, specifically on iTunes for now, or Apple Podcasts. Just put some stars down, put some words with it. Feel free to abuse Patty in that. That's fine. I'm sure he doesn't mind.
Yeah, but you should give us money, really. Like, even if you're homeless, like, there's coins, you know, you can figure it out. Look between the sofa, etc.
What sofa? They're homeless.
Okay. Well, you know, rob some people. You'll find a way.
There's a will, there's a way.
All right, thanks everyone for listening.
All right, thanks.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.